At the heart of our religious faith is an invitation from God. It's an invitation in many different ways. Some people think that it's an invitation from God so that when you get in trouble, you can call on God and God will rescue you. Some of us think that it's best if God would just leave us alone and we wouldn't get any invitation at all. But God doesn't leave us alone. And in the story after story after story of the Scripture, what we receive over and over and over again is an invitation to journey with God. God invites us to the journey of the Spirit. I try to help people when they're thinking about their faith in this know, grow, show concept. To know Christ is to discover that you are loved by this one who has created the world and gifted you with life. And to know Him is to develop and nurture that personal relationship of prayer and Bible study ongoing. But the journey continues after that. The journey doesn't stop there. It moves forward. We grow in the faith that we have found, and we take the next step. That's what I try to help people to see. Wherever you are, there is always more that you can grow into becoming in Christ. And it's journeying with Christ and taking the next step. And then we become witnesses for Christ, showing His love to others, which is the calling that Christ has given to each of us, isn't it? And that's another step. Everybody is in a certain place on the journey. No, nobody is in the same place. And my goal as a pastor is to help you to recognize where you are on the journey and then to lead you into that place where you can then take the next step, whatever that might be for you. But the journey is a spiritual one. It's a journey that continues throughout life. It never stops. We're always seeking to understand more fully how we can live our lives more faithfully for Christ. It's a beautiful story in the Scripture of Abraham. He's an accomplished man. He owns land. He owns livestock. He has wealth. He's got a family in Haran, roots. He's got his father's inheritance. He is as secure as you could possibly be. Have you got the picture? He's done it. He's got it. Everything is there. Nothing left for Abraham. Right? And if you were Abraham, my guess is you would say, I've got it made. I've got everything I need or could want. Here I am in this wonderful place. Best case. He's successful. And God comes to him and says, I've got an invitation for you. A what? An invitation to journey onward. I want you to go from where you are. I want you to leave your country, your kindred, your father's house. And I'm going to take you to a land that I will show you. Got that image? Here's another one. Matthew's a tax collector. He's pretty well-to-do. He's made it in kind of a seedy way. But he's got everything he needs. Everything he could want. He can take care of his family. He's making a good living. I don't know, the commoner might dislike him, but he's connected and protected, and he's known by the Romans, and he's respected by the public officials of the town. And then Jesus comes and makes an invitation, and he says simply two words, follow me. It's a common storyline, folks. This isn't just two people. Got that one? Okay, now there's Moses, and there's Joshua, and there's Rahab, and there's Ruth, and there's David, and Isaiah, and Amos, and Hosea, and Elijah, and the widow of Zarephath, and Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and Mary, and Joseph. And the bumbling apostles, and the dauntless Paul, and Nick at Night. Some of you got that. Right? The woman at the well. Are you getting this? This means yes. This means no. I've been away too long. They've forgotten. The woman caught in adultery. The disciple whom Jesus loved, Mary, Martha, Mary Magdalene. I'm just naming a few, but they're all on a journey, folks. They're all on a journey, and guess what? You and me too. On a journey. Life, folks, is a journey. And you never know when the invitation is going to come. David was a child. Jeremiah was a youth. Jesus' mother, Mary, was just a child. She was a young lady. Paul, an established adult, Pharisee among Pharisees, and Abraham was 75. Folks, age doesn't matter. You never know where the invitation is going to come from. Abraham was sitting at home. Moses was in the wilderness. Isaiah was in a worship service. Matthew was at work. The woman caught in adultery caught in adultery. I'd call that a crisis, wouldn't you? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the situation. God's going to find you. And the psalmist says, where can I go from your spirit? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and I settle on the farthest limits of the sea, you're there. Your right hand shall hold me fast. You never know how the invitation will come. Abraham heard God speak to him. Moses saw a burning bush. Elijah heard this still, small voice. And Paul saw this dazzling light. Quietly, loudly, in a whisper, in a shout, from the outside, from within, we don't know. But the invitation will come, and it will come from God, and you will know it. Come along, get going, follow me, you will know it. And it will be clear. But let me warn you, the journey of the Spirit is not easy. Dag Hammarskjöld said the longest journey is the journey within. It isn't purely an internal expedition. It's every bit as external. In every case, it means leaving something in order to take hold of something else. Jordan, you're going to have to leave home to go to college. And I'll just warn you. There's going to be some lonely days. You got to leave something behind, folks, in order to grasp something new. Sometimes it means, though, staying where you are, changing almost everything about who you are. Abraham leaves everything behind to wander in a land, and he doesn't know where he's going. But he's been promised descendants as numerous as stars in the sky, and he doesn't even have one. And Matthew leaves the tax table to follow an unpopular, itinerant preacher who's going to turn the world upside down. God doesn't call us to be spiritual tourists, not take a few days and take a few pictures and then back the way it was. God calls us to be spiritual pilgrims, which means we never go back. We always go forward, and we're never again the same. And we're given a mission, a quest, a vision. We speak of our faith as a form of security. And so it is in the ultimate sense. But in a worldly sense, the spiritual journey calls us out of security and into risk. God calls us out of the security of wealth and into the risk of sharing, out of the security of self and into the risk of caring, out of the security of pretense and into the risk of bearing our souls to the world. God pushes us, folks. God should be pushing you beyond your comfort zone into a new place. To love the unlovable. To forgive the unrepentant. To visit in the hospital and in the prison. To speak truth to power. To stand with the poor and the dispossessed. To commune with people we don't like. And to treat every person as if he or she was Christ himself. It is not easy. And the spiritual journey takes faith and teaches faith. You might call faith the ultimate form of delayed gratification, the long trek from promise to fulfillment. And we launch our lives on this journey after this unreachable goal. The childless Abraham starts with no children. And Matthew has the promise of eternal life, but the road is going to have some dark valleys. And God gives us this impossible dream to make a difference in the world and to bring light to darkness. There are a lot of people who love the darkness. The spiritual journey makes us priests. We carry God's love. The spiritual journey makes us prophets. We are adversaries of a world gone mad with sin and violence and greed. And we experience, in the midst of it all, a peace that passes understanding as we travel along on the journey. Paradoxically, we're also constantly restless because we know that there's more out there. There's more. This spiritual journey to which God invites us is long and lasts beyond this life. And we catch glimpses of glory and we know moments of profound fulfillment along the way. But our path is going to take us through some disappointments, some heartache, and some grief. And the way is filled with danger and trial and temptation, and it might lead to suffering. Don't mean just having to get up on Sunday morning and go to church. That's not the kind of suffering I'm talking about. Not necessarily listening to a long sermon. That's not the kind of suffering I'm talking about. It doesn't mean you just have to put up with these unbelievably long committee meetings. Talk about suffering. I'm suffering for Jesus today. Right? Is that what it means? No. The spiritual journey means that you have to become the true self that God has made for you to be. You will accomplish glories that you never thought you could accomplish. You will be the person that you never thought you could become. Because without God, you can't. You will forgive in ways that you never thought you could forgive. You will be in places with people that you never thought you would be with. The spiritual journey has a soundtrack. Do y'all know what the soundtrack is? It's our hymnal. It's got a script. What's that? The Bible. Got a cast and a crew. baptized believers and these scripture stories of God's call and human response, are there any qualifications necessary? None. Just a willing heart. So where are you? Did you get bogged down somewhere? Have you not started? Have you come so far along that you've just given up trying? Where are you? Where are you on the journey? Are you running? Are you walking? Are you sitting? Get up, folks. I hear God calling. I think there's an invitation for more. Isn't there? I don't know where you're at, but I sense that God is calling you to get up and take the next step. Go to the next place. Accept the next challenge. Maybe to know Him more fully. Maybe to know Him and begin the journey. Maybe to grow in Him in some kind of new way. To read the Scriptures. To dedicate your life to a new Bible study. To walk with Him along the journey in some new way. Or maybe to show His love to somebody along the way who needs to know and feel the love of Christ. To show it. And to break out of your comfort zone to do it. I can tell you this. Along the way, you are not alone. That voice, you can trust it. Are you ready? I am. Let's go. How about we journey together? Okay. Works better that way. Let's pray. Oh Lord, nourish our spirit for the journey. Sustain us by your presence, for the road is long and the way is not always clear. Grant us the strength that we need to move forward. Give us courage, God, to overcome our fears, whatever fears we may have that get in the way of the relationship with you and our relationship with others. Rest when we need it, and energy to take up the journey again. And in this way, Lord, make us your church, doing what you would have us to do in Jesus' name until we all arrive home in the place that you've prepared for us. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.